BJ Lakshmi, 15 years old, has been married since she was 11. In a few months, she will move in with the family of a husband she doesn't know.
I regret being married young, but what can I do? I hope this doesn't happen to others.
Usha, too, is 15. She faced a dilemma after learning that her parents were planning her marriage.
I didn't know what to do. Should I do it or should I not?
In Nepal, half of all girls are married by the age of 18. Although child marriage is illegal, the law is widely ignored, especially in rural areas. According to Nepalese tradition, a bride's family must pay a dowry to the groom. And the older the girl gets, the more money they must pay. Many parents feel they have no choice but to marry off their daughters young. Nepal is not alone. According to the UN Population Fund, UNFPA, about half of the girls worldwide affected by child marriage live in South Asia. Many will start bearing children before their bodies are ready, suffering serious health problems. They are also denied an education. BJ never attended secondary school and can barely write her own name. But after a teacher from the Choose Your Future campaign visited BJ's home, her parents let her attend classes. Choose Your Future is a program that brings girls who are not in school together. Supported by UNFPA and other charity groups, they learn basic life skills, personal hygiene, and reproductive health. BJ knows that it can be risky having children before 18.
I like to wait 4 or 5 years when I am 20 or 22 years old.
As for Usha, her parents canceled the marriage after her Choose Your Future classmates confronted them and told them child marriage is illegal.
They told us that early marriage can lead to childbirth complications. They also threatened to inform on us, so my husband and I decided not to marry her for now.
Choose Your Future teachers try to persuade parents to let their daughters return to school, which is now free for girls through grade 10. Many do so, including Usha.
After I finish school, I could be a teacher or a doctor, or at least a shopkeeper.
Today, many local groups are joining the Choose Your Future campaign, including street theater by children's clubs, to educate people about the harmful practices of child marriage. They hope that one day soon, more girls will be able to stay in school and choose their own future.